Hunting by Ruby Ryder. Marcia saw him sitting at the bar and simply couldn't look away. Just their type. Pretty, dark and a little broody, tall, nice Stetson. In need of cheering up, clearly. Cheryl tracked her gaze and nodded approvingly. I'm down, girlfriend. Oh my, this guy needs us, doesn't he? Marcia kept looking at him as she spoke to Cheryl. Well, they all need us, darling. Both women erupted into gales of laughter at Cheryl's fake twang. Marcia leaned in conspiratorially, still not looking away from her target. Well, there are a couple of other prospects at the end of the bar. Sadly, we can only take one home. And then she brightened. Or maybe. She looked questioningly at Cheryl. One's enough for tonight, Marcia. Marcia pouted briefly, turned away without another word, and started to head straight for Mr. Dark and Broody. Cheryl caught her wrist for a moment and grinned at her. Be nice to that cowboy, Marcia, you hear? See you soon. She watched with fascination as Marcia sashayed up to the cowboy at the bar and started working her magic. Marcia's smile was kind of like the Force in Star Wars, powerful and irresistible. Her round, petite body and startling green eyes, when added to her smile, left them without a chance in hell. They couldn't resist her. Cheryl knew that Marcia would be heading out the door with Mr. Dark and Broody within an hour or less. This scene had played out just that way so many times before. She gathered her things and headed home to prepare. Marcia would be back with that cowboy all too soon. That was certain. Marcia and Cheryl owned the Echo Hills Ranch just outside of Austin, Texas. It was a gorgeous piece of land, enough to run some cattle and grow a little food. Marcia's dad had left them enough money to escape the craziness of L.A., get the hell out of California, and enjoy a quieter, simpler life. After struggling with a restaurant in Hollywood for 10 years, they were frustrated with the crowds, the fake people, and the skewed values. Marcia's inheritance allowed them to buy the ranch outright and still have plenty of money to enjoy it. That was 2 years ago. Cheryl and Marcia were best friends, and much more. Occasionally, they went out hunting, but without the guns. Marcia's best ammunition was her smile. Cheryl's was her legs and her 36 double Ds. The combination hadn't failed them yet. They were happy together, but every once in a while the urge grabbed them to go out there and capture a cowboy. Hunting was fun. By the time Marcia arrived home with Mr. Dark and Broody, Cheryl was ready, relaxing in a black silk robe on the couch. It contrasted beautifully with her short blonde hair. Her long legs were stretched out, and she was holding a book that she wasn't reading. Cheryl looked up as the front door opened. The cowboy was even taller than she thought he'd be, with a blush to his cheeks, a good sign. Marcia came about up to his shoulder. Her smile was wide, and her brown shoulder-length curls looked must. It was easy to see they'd been necking in the car, or maybe outside under the stars. It was a warm night. Oh, Cheryl made a show of pulling her robe together at the neck. I didn't know we were having company. Carl, this is Cheryl. Cheryl, Carl. Marcia beamed at them both expectantly. Carl crossed the room and Cheryl let go of her robe just as Carl reached to shake her hand. A fair amount of her significant cleavage greeted him as their hands touched. Pleased to meet you, ma'am. He nodded at her and worked hard to keep his eyes on her face. Hello, Carl. Welcome to Echo Hills. Cheryl smiled warmly at him and shook his hand with both of hers. Then she got up off the couch and greeted Marcia. Small, curvy brunette met tall, busty blonde as Carl watched. Marcia wrapped her arms around Cheryl's neck and kissed her softly and lingeringly on the lips as Carl's eyes grew wide. Cheryl glanced at his reaction and turned to shake her head disapprovingly at Marcia. The boy obviously hadn't been told a thing. Sometimes it was more fun that way, she had to admit. Carl slowly removed his Stetson, revealing a thick head of black hair to go along with his deep brown eyes and 2-day beard. He held his hat to his chest and stared at them. Hey, Marcia, I don't want to interrupt anything here, so maybe I'd better be getting along, he smiled apologetically, his uncertainty as to how to handle the situation written all over his face. Marcia untangled herself from Cheryl and went to Carl. She slipped her arm around his waist and pulled him against her. Oh, now that would be no fun at all, Carl. You should stay. But if you do, I need to tell you the rules. She looked up at him and smiled wide. She had his complete attention. We share absolutely everything in this house, Carl, and I do mean everything. Marcia beamed her megawatt smile up at him and batted the long lashes framing her green eyes. Cheryl winced at the words. They sounded like a bad romance novel, but damn if they didn't work every time. Carl began to smile in understanding. He looked from Marcia to Cheryl and back again, and his smile got a little wider. Why, yes, ma'am, I'd love to stay if it's all right with you both. His inflection went up at the end of his statement, turning it into a question as he looked at Cheryl. He wanted to be sure he wasn't misunderstanding, which was admirable, polite. The boy had manners. Adorable. Like I said, Carl, welcome to Echo Hills. Cheryl pulled her robe open as she walked up to him. His eyes went straight to her incredibly sexy black lace bra and panties. Carl kept staring as Marcia moved away and Cheryl took her place, pushing the hand that held his hat gently out of the way. She wrapped her arms around his neck and kissed him as if she'd been the one to bring him home from the bar, pressing her warm, nearly naked body up against him. Carl's head was about ready to explode. The night just got exponentially better. Even as he kissed Cheryl, his mind was spinning. But that didn't stop him from slipping one free hand around Cheryl's waist under the robe, sliding it down to the small of her back and pulling her hard against him as they explored each other's mouths. For the moment, his hesitation was gone. These girls had spirit. He could tell by the way that they kissed. He said a little prayer to whatever cowboy in the sky was listening that he'd have enough energy to take care of both of these beauties tonight. So far, it appeared to be the chance of a lifetime. He had just had the prettiest little brunette in his arms. Pictures of throwing her around in bed had been dancing in his head, leaving him mightily aroused. Now the pictures in his head included a tall, gorgeous blonde, and the three of them were doing all manner of nasty things. He felt Marcia gently pull his hat out of his hand as Cheryl pulled him back for more kissing. Carl had heard about these girls. They'd bought Echo Hills after old man Warner had passed on. Everyone was wondering what a couple of California girls were going to do with a cattle ranch, but they'd more than proved themselves in the 2 years since they'd arrived. Ran a small but tight operation from what he'd heard. Carl had been sitting there at Henry's, having a couple of feeling-sorry-for-himself drinks. His girlfriend had called it quits a week before. Marcia approached, lighting up the whole bar with that smile of hers. The best part was that her smile seemed to focus on him. Every guy at the bar was jealous. He could feel it. Made him sit up a little taller and put a smile on his face while he and Marcia talked. The longer they talked, the more he realized that she was as irresistible to him as the challenge of breaking a wild Mustang. He couldn't say no, never even considered it. At first, he didn't realize Marcia was one of the owners of Echo Hills. When she told him, he looked around for her friend. Marcia told Carl that Cheryl had gone home early because she was feeling tired. Marcia was giving him all the right signals, leaning into him while they talked, touching his arm occasionally. Then she surprised him with what felt like a clear offer. "Can I get a ride home, Carl? Cheryl took the truck and I'm going to need a ride back to the ranch. I would be most appreciative. You have no idea how appreciative I would be." As she spoke, she put her hand on his thigh and flashed that smile at him. Somewhere in the back of his brain, a small voice was advising the need for caution. But he could give a rat's ass about caution as Marcia slid off her stool, moved between his legs, and kissed him, nearly knocking his hat off. Wow! He couldn't hear the voice anymore for the roar of blood rushing down to his dick. He drove Marcia back to Echo Hills. They kissed for a long time in the front seat of his truck until, for the second time that night, she surprised him with her words. "Want to come in for a while?" His dick was hard and his jeans felt tight. It felt good, really good. "Oh, yes, ma'am. I would most definitely like to come in," Marcia giggled and hopped out of the truck. Carl hurried to join her, and they walked to the front door where they stood together and kissed again, seemingly unable to keep their lips apart. What began to unfold after they walked through the door was still a bit of a puzzle to Carl, but he wasn't too inclined to question the situation in his present state. Hell, what man didn't want two women in bed? It would be a first for him, but he wasn't complaining. When they started kissing on each other straight away, his dick got even harder just watching them. He usually preferred to be part of the action, but damn, Echo Hills was a fine ranch, he decided. Damn fine. He was totally down with the sharing. That was a no-brainer. Marcia watched Cheryl twist Carl's reality as she opened her robe, walked right up to him and kissed him soundly. These country boys just didn't quite know how to handle them, and that's what made it even more fun. She pulled Carl's hat gently out of his hand and placed it on the coat rack. She returned to the pair, still kissing, and touched Cheryl's shoulder. Cheryl broke the kiss, and Marcia beckoned to them to follow her down the hall. It was time to get this party started. They entered the sumptuous bedroom, large and luxurious, with a king-size four-poster bed of polished mahogany. The dark blue velvety bedspread and big pile of purple pillows beckoned. Marcia chuckled as Carl stared at it. She began undressing him, while Cheryl lit a few candles around the room and turned the lights down to a nice warm glow. Then she came to assist in the task of getting this cowboy naked. Carl watched Marcia and Cheryl slowly strip him. One of them would kiss him for a while, and the other would gradually unbutton, unzip, and tug things off him. Then they would switch. Cheryl smelled of vanilla, and Marcia's scent was more spicy and complex. They had a similar kissing style. When he realized that, he smiled. Of course they did. His dick throbbed at the thought of them in bed together, now naked from the waist up with his jeans undone. He felt Marcia push him gently backwards onto the bed and proceed to pull his boots and socks off. Carl was still so surprised at the turn of things that he remained passive. In the back of his mind, though, something began to surface. He'd heard about these women before. He'd never crossed paths with them directly, but when he asked people about the women who bought at the Echo Hills place, he always got the same response, that they seemed nice, were good neighbors and decent ranchers, but he'd heard other things as well. When he asked some of his buddies for more information, a few of them just smiled in that way that says there's a story there, but they refused to tell it, all three of them. They all reacted exactly the same, with a big smile but tight-lipped about any details, and purposefully vague. They were, quote, great girls. They were, quote, kind of wild, too. That's all he knew. That's all they would tell him. In bits and pieces, all this came back to Carl, but he was in no position to assess the situation. He pushed the thoughts back the way they came, and that wasn't hard. No, it wasn't hard at all. His dick was what was hard. So, Carl, Marcia's voice was low and seductive. Yes, ma'am. She tugged his wranglers off, revealing the Calvin Klein briefs he was happy he'd decided to wear. Never knew when he might get lucky. His dick was already peeking out of the waistband. Is it okay if Cheryl and I share you tonight, all of you? There's not a man alive would say no to that question, ma'am, Carl laughed. Excellent. The girls shared a knowing look, a smile, and a quick kiss. Christ, he wasn't going to last a minute if they kept doing that. They pulled his briefs off. He found himself naked and hard on the bed, watching as the girls got naked, too. Good Lord, they were hot. Carl couldn't believe his luck. He stroked his dick absent-mindedly. Cheryl's heavy breasts had large pink nipples that were erect. The sight of them made him salivate. And Marcia's ass was about the finest thing he'd ever seen, truly. The girls climbed onto the bed on either side of him. This is a gorgeous cock you have here, cowboy, Marcia spoke the words as she grabbed his dick and gave it a squeeze. Carl blushed furiously. Why, thank you, ma'am. He was rather proud of what he'd been born with, but no girl had ever complimented his equipment quite like that. Marcia bent her head to it and ran her tongue around the head of it slowly, before taking as much as she could in her mouth for an all-too-brief period. Carl groaned. Just had to taste it, she said, and Cheryl laughed. So how's he taste? Cheryl asked, and she dropped one of her breasts into Carl's mouth so he could tease her nipple. She'd seen Carl staring at them and figured she'd give him a taste. She gasped as his tongue began to send thrills straight to her pussy. Here, tell me what you think, Marcia said playfully, leaned over to Cheryl and kissed her. When their lips parted, Cheryl delivered her verdict. Tangy, delicious, and a little wild. Carl stopped playing with Cheryl's hard nipple long enough to laugh. These girls were fun. After that, there was a lot of tasting and laughing together. Carl eagerly put his lips and tongue on both the girls' pussies for a good long taste and pronounced them equally delicious, refusing to choose one over the other. Cheryl pulled Carl's face back into her pussy and declared herself the winner, as Carl did his best to deliver her the first orgasm of the evening, slipping two fingers inside her as his tongue danced on her clit. He did well. He figured he did about as well as Cheryl herself because Marcia quickly mounted Cheryl's face, and it seemed like it was a race to see who could come first. Carl's view as he teased Cheryl's clit was none other than the ass he'd decided earlier was the finest thing he'd ever seen. He was so excited that he could have thrust into the velvety blanket a few times and come, but managed to hold himself back and concentrate on his task, much to Cheryl's delight. Both the girls were squealing with pleasure, and one came right after the other, Cheryl first. Carl could feel her pussy beginning to tighten up, and she bucked and moaned her way through waves of pleasure. And just as she began to slow down, Marcia started to come, shouting a string of curse words that made Carl blush. He wasn't raised with that kind of language. "Oh, fuck, yes! God damn it! Fuck, yes! Jesus! Oh, fuck!" Finally, her orgasm subsided, and she rolled off Cheryl onto the bed, laying on her side and holding Cheryl's hand, still breathing hard. Carl gave a few more kisses to Cheryl's pussy and then went straight up to the top of the bed and kissed her deeply, enjoying Marcia's juices all over her face. He loved the taste of a woman. Carl saw the girls exchange a look. He thought it was because of the orgasm Cheryl just gave Marcia, but he was about to find out just how wrong he was. Cheryl beckoned to Carl with one hand. "I want you to fuck me, Carl." He winced at the word. No girl he had ever had his way with had ever called it that. In fact, they simply didn't call it anything. Carl was used to doing the deed and keeping quiet. He realized these girls were in an entirely different league than he was. Kind of wild, I guess, he thought. "Be happy to oblige, ma'am." Marcia grabbed a condom out of the bedside drawer and expertly rolled it onto his dick, even as he said the words. He moved between Cheryl's legs and put the head of his dick at the entrance of her slick pussy. Finally, he was going to get his. He held himself over her, looked into her eyes, and pushed slowly, enjoying her whimpers and moans. Cheryl pulled him down to lay on top of her, and he relaxed his tall frame against her, dreamily enjoying the feel of her soft breasts against his chest and her incredibly warm, slick pussy. "Too heavy?" he asked. "Not at all. Love it," she murmured in reply. As he stroked slowly and deeply into her, he felt Marcia's hands on his back, butt, and legs, caressing him. He noticed that she was fastening something soft around his ankles, and the next thing he knew, his legs were spread wide, pulled to the corners of the large bed. Whoa, these girls were kinky. "Hey now, girls, wait a minute." It was a weak protest, even to Carl's ears. Of course it was. His dick was buried in Cheryl. They both laughed at his words, and he kept fucking Cheryl, concentrating hard on holding back his orgasm. Then Marcia grabbed one hand and put a soft cuff around his wrist, stretching it gently toward the top corner of the bed and attaching it to the bedpost. Finally, doing the same with his other wrist, Carl was now spread eagle on top of Cheryl, still thrusting into her, but a bit distracted, which was good. He'd been too close to coming. He took stock of the sensations of being tied to the bed but still buried in Cheryl. Different. Interesting. Wild. Maybe this is what his friends wouldn't talk about. Marcia started caressing his back and butt again. It felt nice. Then her touch began to concentrate on his rear end, and he got a thrill when she slipped her fingers down to his balls and played with them. His dick pulsed inside Cheryl, and he felt her squeeze his dick with her pussy. Wow! Another first. He'd never felt that before. Then Marcia's fingers went higher and rubbed the spot between his balls and his ass. Oh, sweet Jesus, that felt good. What the hell? It felt so good he started arching his butt up to her fingers and moaning. It was as if he couldn't control himself. "You like that, Carl?" Cheryl's voice was soft in his ear. "Oh, yes, ma'am," he whispered. Marcia's fingers went away for a moment, and then he felt them return, slick with something, which felt even better. She continued to rub that heavenly spot, inching slowly toward Carl's ass. So slowly that when she finally started rubbing her fingers around his anus, he practically didn't notice. Practically. Whoa, whoa, hold on there. But Marcia's fingers did not stop. Her fingers were playing with his ass, and it felt great. What was this game about? Carl felt torn. It felt incredible, but playing with asses was just wrong. Exit only and all that, and yet his dick begged to differ as it throbbed inside Cheryl, who took Carl's face in her hands and kissed him hard. Marcia moved behind Carl, her hand still playing between his cheeks. "Carl, baby, relax," she kissed the back of his neck. "Remember when we asked you if you would share all of yourself with us?" The girls giggled softly. "Oh, now, come on, girls, this has gone far enough." Even as he said the words, his ass was contradicting him inside his head. Not far enough at all. His ass wanted more. No, it actually hasn't, Carl. Marcia slipped the tip of one of her fingers in his ass, and somehow it felt like warm butter melting inside of him. He trembled with the excitement and newness of the sensation. Suddenly, a memory came back all in a rush. He was in middle school. His friend Johnny Henderson had set up a tent in his backyard, and they were inside of it. At first they were rolling around and wrestling, but that soon became kissing, and before long they both had their jeans down, and Johnny was pressing his hard dick against Carl's ass. They both still had their underwear on, so it didn't go any further. But in that moment, with Marcia's finger in his ass, Carl remembered how he'd wanted nothing more than to get fucked by Johnny back then. He'd gone home, and nothing ever happened between them again, but it took a while for Carl's ass to stop twitching every time he saw Johnny. Marcia's finger slipped a little further inside, and Carl gasped. Thrusting into Cheryl's pussy with passion quickly turned to disappointment when his movement dislodged her finger. Part of Carl was back with Johnny, so wanting to be fucked. Then Marcia slid her cool, freshly lubed finger smoothly into his ass, all the way. The moan that came out of him was completely involuntary, and it surprised him. He swooned. She began to move it in and out a little, and he stopped moving, allowing Marcia to have her way with his ass. "So, Carl?" Cheryl's voice in his ear was breathy and low. "Mm-hmm," he breathed as he arched his butt back against Marcia's finger and then pushed into Cheryl. "Tonight, Marcia gets to play cowboy and ride you," Cheryl winked at Marcia, but Carl didn't get it. Marcia's finger in his ass felt good, but Carl was envisioning flipping over on his back and having her bouncing on his dick. They'd have to untie him first. Sounded good to him, until he opened his eyes and saw Marcia sitting off to his side, her finger continuing to send thrills through him as she began to push it in and out of his ass. Wait, what was that he saw? Had the world turned upside down? Because it really looked as if Marcia was now sporting a dick. A medium-sized, flesh-colored dick. What the hell? He opened his eyes wide and craned his neck to get a better look. Sure enough, she had a fake dick strapped to her. Carl's first reaction was relief that she wasn't actually a guy who looked like a woman until she got undressed and surprised you with her package. No, this was not a real dick, which was good, because those kind of girls just weren't his style. Then it dawned on Carl what Marcia planned to do with that dick. Suddenly Marcia's finger in his ass, exquisite as it felt, had a different meaning, and Carl squirmed just as he felt two fingers begin to enter him. "Oh, Jesus," Carl blurted out as her fingers opened him up. He wanted to protest, say thanks but no, that he'd better be going, but the words just wouldn't come out. He felt embarrassed that Marcia's fingers in his ass felt so good. Embarrassed that he didn't want it to stop, not at all. Besides, he was tied up like a calf waiting for a branding. "That's it, cowboy." Cheryl's voice in his ear was soothing. Her hands rubbed his back and neck as she spoke. "You're going to love this." Carl decided to shut up and enjoy himself, enjoy Marcia's fingers now pushing into him and sending the most amazing jolts of pleasure through him. His dick was still hard inside Cheryl, and when he thrust into her, his ass tightened up around Marcia's fingers and it felt even better. Jesus! Then her fingers were gone. "Slow down, cowboy." Marcia's hand on his ass stopped his movement. She moved behind him, between his legs, and he knew the moment of truth had come. Never had he simultaneously wanted something so much, yet been so scared of getting it. More than anything, he wanted something in his ass again. He blushed furiously to realize the truth of that. Marcia's fake dick touched his ass, and Carl jumped at the touch. Cheryl took Carl's face and turned it to hers for a slow, soft kiss. He moaned into their kiss just as Marcia pushed the head of her dick inside him. Then she slowly slid it all the way home, deep as it would go. He felt her warm thighs against him. He felt every inch of that fake dick in his ass and wanted to scream with pleasure. Oh, sweet Jesus, good Lord in heaven, how is it possible for this to feel so good? Marcia leaned over him, her breasts against his back, and kissed the back of his neck. "So, cowboy, are you ready for me to ride you?" A little giggle followed her words. Carl considered his answer only momentarily before his ass took over. "Yes, ma'am. Please, just please, yes." The girls grinned at each other. Carl was unfailingly polite even while tied down and being fucked for the first time. He really was adorable. Marcia began fucking him in earnest at that point, first slowly and then faster and harder as she saw how easily Carl was taking it. Some cowboys were easier to ride than others. He was so sensitive. Every stroke coaxed a soft moan from him, music to the girl's ears. Cheryl started squeezing Carl's dick rhythmically with her pussy as he was getting fucked, and his eyes flew open. He was going to come soon, she could see it in his face. Fuck me, Carl, fuck me hard. He didn't need to be told twice and started ramming into her. Marcia automatically stayed still in the perfect position, allowing his thrust to go deep inside Cheryl and then back up against her dick. It was her favorite sight, and knowing Carl was eagerly fucking himself made it that much hotter. Oh! 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 Now Carl was practically yelling with each stroke. Finally, he pushed deep into Cheryl as he started to come harder and longer than he'd ever come in his life. This was one of Marcia's favorite parts of their cowboy game. She buried her dick deep in Carl again and kept thrusting into his ass, knowing that every stroke was more sensitive and harder to take. She rode him like that until he was whimpering and begging her to stop, his orgasm long since over. "Please, ma'am, please stop. Ah, please," he begged so nicely. She fucked him for 5 more strokes, his body taut against his bonds, with the combination of pleasure and pain. He was trembling and whimpering with the intensity of the sensations. Finally, she stopped. Carl was breathing hard and felt dizzy. One more moan came out of him as Marcia slowly pulled out and untied him, setting him free. He grabbed the condom at the base of his softening dick and rolled off to the side of Cheryl. Considering how incapacitated he felt, he was proud that he managed that. Marcia unbuckled her strap-on and threw it to the side, fire in her eyes. Fucking cowboys made her so fucking hot. She turned and pounced on Cheryl in a 69, and they buried their faces in each other's pussies. Carl lay motionless beside them, fascinated but not able to move, much less participate. Not a minute later, Marcia came, moaning sweetly this time and sounding surprisingly feminine to Carl after the fucking she'd just given him. Then Cheryl began bucking as Marcia slid a finger into Cheryl's ass, sending her squealing and over the top for the second time. They lay down on either side of Carl and snuggled up to him. Marcia laughed at the condom still on Carl's dick. She removed it, tied a knot in it, and threw it to the trash can by the bed, missing. "So, Carl," Marcia was up on one elbow looking at him, and her words were soft and playful. Cheryl rolled her eyes one more time. Here it came. She just had to say it. Every time. "You know that song? Save a horse, ride a cowboy?" She smiled at him. "This is what they really meant, darling." Carl laughed, felt dizzy again, and couldn't even respond. The only place his mind would go was where he started a few hours ago. Echo Hills was a damn fine ranch, and he knew he'd be like his friends when people asked about the girls. "Kind of wild my ass," he thought, and then laughed again at the truth of those words.